Got a tiny hangnail here. It'll be okay. Doesn't hurt much.
Not quite the end of the world. Go, goddammit. See what's on the radio.
Of that, you.
Oh God, it's still library. Nice.
Now, all right, typically, might as well finish this out. What we do, at least at Iron Galaxy, we don't so much have unit tests set up. Usually the unit test is the game itself. We're usually putting everything into the game and just testing it that way because everything is pretty much done for the most part. The changes are being made for the game, so we set up for, you know, the game is the unit test. Instead, what we can do is we can set up, like, debug commands to jump in right away to, like, you know, a certain level and set up the scenarios to test things quicker. But unfortunately, we don't, like, have a huge suite of unit tests. Now, continuous integration, on the other hand, we do kind of do some stuff that we're kind of spearheading a little bit internally. So what continuous integration is a way that... So there's, like, development branches and perforce, which I think we've talked about before. And what continuous integration does is it'll continuously integrate all the change lists into a common repository, and then it'll run... Usually what you do then at that point is you run some sort of tests on that branch, which we affectionately call buildbot internally. What BuildBot will do is it will build every single check-in that gets checked in. It'll build all of the configurations, so in game development, there's usually a few tiers of configurations that you can run. So there's debug, like the bare bones too is like debug and release. And what debug is you can run the code with the code that is not optimized. So everything kind of step through the debugger, you can see everything that's going on, all the variables and everything looks fine. Now in release mode or final mode, usually the code is a lot more optimized. It doesn't step through line by line the same way that's written, because the compiler will go through and actually optimize it a little bit differently, make it more optimal to run. So sometimes you'll see the program counter kind of jumping around here and there. But yeah, not to get too deep on any of that stuff. So what BuildBot will do is it'll test all of those configurations, like debug and release, and it'll make sure everything compiles and make sure that something didn't get checked in that actually caused a compile error that would bring down the rest of the team, and what have you. So we have that, and we call that BuildBot. One of the other things that we also have is we call it SmokeBot. What SmokeBot does is it will go through the game and actually run the game, not just compile the game and just check compile errors, but also check it for any sort of like runtime errors. And which is pretty cool, because what we can do now is, for something like Killer Instinct, we have this huge smoke test that we run, where it's basically every fighter against themselves, like on every single stage. And what we can do then at that point is you put it in like an AI versus AI scenario and just have it continuously play matches. And what we can do is over time, we can track performance. So it'll be tracking down. It'll get your average frame times and performance counters in various scenarios. And then also track it for memory as well. And so all this stuff is getting spit out to a database that we can then look at later. And we have, Davis, I think we might maybe briefly talked about our dashboard. So we kind of have this web portal that we have a TV on a wall, so we can kind of see all these results in real time as it's all happening. Which has kind of been my little pet project that I kind of do off on the side. And
one of the pet projects. Makes fun of me about it. One of your pet projects.
Yeah. So that's our continuous integration setup. We actually have a rack of about 10 PCs that we use just for KI, actually, to do these smoke and build bot tests that are continuously running. I actually have the web portal that I'm looking at right now, watching it all on the Command Central here.
we should make that, if we can find a sanitary screenshot of the web portal, Daryl, we should make that the photo for episode 22.
Oh, geez. Okay.
If we can find one.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. So BuildBot and SmokeBot currently, at least for Killer Instinct, is just a series of kind of homebrew Python scripts that we run. You know, there are other things out there, like Bamboo, Jenkins, and all sorts of other continuous integration software stuff. But so far, we've just been rolling with the Python, but we are looking to expand that into other areas. We have big ideas for the continuous integration.
Big plans, Daryl.
We do. Be good.
So, I'm not going to lie, I fell asleep while you were doing that whole thing.
Fair enough.
It
is late, man. Apologies.
I think we're going to shoot. Let's shut this down for tonight. What do you say?
Okay.
Well, I think we're an hour in. I feel comfortable with that. How do you feel?
Sure. I feel good.
Because I still got to edit this bitch tonight. So we got a lot to do. One of us is going to bed after this. The other one's up for 3 more hours. So savor the flavor.
That's no fun.
So, as always, everyone, this was a hot banger edition, two-parter of Team GFB Radio. Hashtag Team GFB Radio.
Hashtag.
Let's hurt the SEO at all times. Let's damage our chances of anyone finding us randomly on the internet. So, Daryl, I knew, you know, every time the show ends and I'm like, hey, guess what? I thought I wouldn't do this again. Hey. And it's, you know, but guess what? We're going to cut the middleman out. We're going straight to it.
All right, I'm gonna ask you. I'm gonna ask you, Dave.
Ready? I was born ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
What does Team GFB stand for, Dave?
Well, Team GFB isn't an acronym.
It's not.
GFB is an acronym.
Okay.
Hashtag Team GFB Radio is not an acronym. If you're wondering what the GFB
What does the GFB stand for in Team GFB Radio, Dave?
As a wine enthusiast and a beer enthusiast, it should be obvious to all of our fans. I hesitate to even say it out loud, but obviously it stands for Got Fermentation, Bro? Obviously.
Obviously. Gotta let it ferment, right?
I mean, if not now, then when?
I don't know.
You go.
Much like this podcast, everything gets better with age, right? As this episode clearly states.
Obviously. This, I think, you know what? Oh, normally I don't like to call, I don't like to rate things. I want things to have a little space before I rate it. I'm going to call this episode Instant Classic.
I don't know. Yeah.
Instant Classic, Daryl. This one's a hot banger. I can feel it.
Oh,
this one's going to be ringing out in the streets. It's going to...
Yeah.
I can just feel it.
We'll get our act together next week, guys. We promise.
All right. So, for hashtag Team Got Fermentation Bro, I'm Dave Lang.
I'm Daryl.
Cheers. No. Welcome, everyone, edition of hashtag TGFP Radio. Daryl does not like the hashtag. He thinks it hurts our SEO. Daryl, care to comment?
All right, well, I'm in this deep. I might as well listen to this week's. Apple Podcast app is not great. It likes to listen to things backwards.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another hearty edition of Tag Team GFP Radio. My name is Dave Lang, and immediately to my left, not over some bullshit Skype line, is my best friend in the entire world, Daryl Wisner. Daryl, how are you computing?
I'm as hearty as ever, Dave.
Hardiest of all time?
Hardiest. The hardiest of parties.
It's pretty good. That's all you can ask for.
Hey.
I'm having a bit of a rough day.
Why?
It started off fine.
Uh-huh.
It was going okay. And two things happened that made me realize I'm not immortal.
Uh-oh.
It's bad.
Okay.
So I picked up... you know I have reading glasses, right?
I do.
So I realized I was losing my near vision. Like, I was at the Apple store. I was trying to buy something for work.
Mm-hmm.
And the credit card got rejected.
Okay.
And I'm like... in the car, trying to call American Express up.
Right.
And the number's on the back of the card.
Right.
And I'm like, the card's all smudged up. And it's like, God, this guy gotta get a new card. This thing's all fucked up. I can't read it. It's all smudgy. And I just go away defeated.
Yeah.
My tail between my legs. Get to work the next day. I'm like, Campin, look at this fucking thing. He's like, what is 888, da 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 da.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my God, I can't see.
Yeah.
It's like, it's when it first hit me that, like, the problem isn't everything else in the world. It might be my eyes.
Right. Right.
And that was a couple of years ago. And it's progressive, right? It doesn't just, like, it goes bad and then you're, hey, it's that bad for life. It gets how fucking broke my car is. And it's just a piece of shit. It's like, well, you've had it a long time. I'm like, yeah, I've had it. Like, what did I get this in 2007?
And okay, yeah.
Yeah. Then after that, I had a Nissan Maxima. It's a little spacier.
Yeah. Okay.
A touch spacier.
Sure.
Still not sufficient.
Right.
Then I got a Jeep Wrangler.
Okay. Step in the right
direction. And so
for you.
It's harder because there's not our true backseat.
Yeah.
But there is ways you can make it happen.
Sure.
Then Marie had the first kid and she had a Cherokee.
Uh-huh.
She got a minivan and I got her Cherokee.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, continued the illustrious tradition. And then I got a Prius in 2007.
Right.
And I haven't had sex in it yet. And I'm going to get rid of it. I'm gonna sell the first car I've never had sex in.
There's still time. You can fix that.
So Daryl, as owner of a Prius,
yeah,
you're on the road. You're on the road to bifocal town.
Uh huh.
Have you had sex? You had sex in your Prius?
I'm on my second Prius.
Have you had sex in this Prius?
On the new one, no.
You gotta fix that shit.
Yeah.
Because me and you, like right now, like we're both no sex guys, and it's inevitable. And if I keep thinking about, probably think of another way that I'm super old and decrepit. But hey, let's not dwell on that any further.
Yeah.
Let's get on with the show.
Yeah.
Daryl, it was a hell of a week.
It was.
I'm going to die, Daryl. I'm mortal.
Yeah, when did we record last?
I'm mortal. I'm mortal.
You are. We all are.
Oh, yeah. We know what else we should do. We should apologize for last week's show.
Oh, my gosh, guys. There's a lot of things we should apologize, actually.
Maybe that for that story I just told, that's what we should apologize for, too.
Isn't recording again, right? I hope not.
No, we're 6 minutes and 41 seconds in.
All right. That one's on the books.
So, last week, what happened? I I think we talked about this briefly on the show last week, but basically due to some unexpected travel, we blew our recording schedule.
We did.
And so it's after the Sunday after the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, it was.
We say, okay, we got to bang out two shows now.
Yeah.
One for this week and one for the next week. Yeah. I'm going to Dice. And, you know, as I'm wont to do, I get some wine going. Because I'm at home.
Right.
It's 10 o'clock after the Super Bowl.
Loosen up. Yeah.
The fucking Patriots won on some bullshit. I'm still mad about that.
Yeah.
Anyone but New England, Daryl.
Yeah.
Anyone.
Sure.
So we record part one of a part two episode.
Yep.
And it's a banger.
It was.
For a Skype cast, it's a banger.
We brought it. We brought it.
The energy's flowing.
Yep.
We're vibing off each other. The anecdotes, they're crisp.
Yeah.
They're sharp.
Yeah.
I look down at my side. So when we do that, Daryl records on his side, I record on mine, and we mix it together.
Right, right.
We do some minor edits to get the timing right or whatever, but I look down on my side and see I'm not recording. 40 minutes in. To say that took some air out of the room is an understatement.
It did.
So we took five, we regrouped, and then we recorded part one, which I think is okay. I think part one...
We ended up stopping that one. No, at that point, I had problems because was something like, you were sounding weird, so I fixed some audio wires on my end or something. Like, yeah, now you sound great. But then the problem was, it was all flip-flopped on my side and the recording was bad, so then we had to stop that and start over again.
So we're sleepy, I'm starting to get a little tipsy.
Yeah.
And we're having technical difficulties.
Right.
Then we record the first part of two parts.
Yeah.
And I can't front, it was still a good show. But the one loss to time was better.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
One loss to time was better.
It always is.
We get done with that.
That's how podcasts go.
I mean, part of the nice thing about recording on a weekly basis is you're almost guaranteed something worth talking about is happening.
Sure.
You know, guess what? I could talk about my weird trip to the grocery store or whatever, right?
Right.
When you do two back-to-back, you really run out of material pretty rapidly.
Yep, yep.
So, energy's low. I'm maybe not the right mix of blood alcohol content. We record 18 minutes of show and then, like, 40 minutes of Q&A of emails.
There are some good emails in there, but I do feel bad because, you were a little tipsy, and I was pretty tired, so we were just...
I was beat.
We were rolling through those pretty quick, and I do feel bad.
The only thing I feel bad about is that first not hitting the record button.
Yeah.
Like, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, you know, mistakes are made, lessons are learned. You know what? I think you're not a legit podcast if you haven't lost one.
This is it.
So consider that the rites of passage. And now we are reborn.
Boom.
Reborn hard again, like Full Metal Jacket.
This is it.
Born again hard. This is going to be the best show of all time.
This is it.
I can feel it.
I'm setting the bar. So apologize to our, Dash Multiplayer listeners that missing that week there. So we had to compromise.
Yeah. And then do you know if Alex played them back-to-back the next week?
I don't know.
I don't think he did. I think he just played this part two. So.
I think you're right. I think there was only one.
Well, if
I don't know which one.
Yeah, that's all my fault. I got him, God bless him for you getting the second one up.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. So the way it works is me and Daryl record it, and I do the editing and mixing or whatever. Then I get it to Alex, and Alex puts it up he puts it into the Dash system.
Right.
And then, he programs it into me at this time, and it's after this song or whatever. Right. And then he humbly requests that I get it to him no later than Thursday.
Yeah.
That gives him plenty of time to get it in. Make sure everything's fine. I mailed
absolutely
him.
Reasonable.
Yeah, more than reasonable.
Yeah, yeah.
I mailed him the second show. So we go. So this is Pacific time because I was in Vegas.
Yeah.
He's in Seattle.
Yeah.
Show goes live at 5 Pacific.
Yeah.
I mailed him the show at 3:13 Pacific.
Yep, sure did.
God bless him for getting it in. Thank you, Alex Rubens. You're a king among men. I owe you a drink next time I see you. We're putting up with our shenanigans. If you are a Dash listener, though, and you missed the first one, the good one of the two, you really missed out. You can go to teamgfbradio.com, hit the archives, and enjoy the first part of Tales from PAX South.
It is all there.
So, did you guys do a Super Bowl thing at your house? Because I know you're not super into sports, but do you guys do, that seems like something wife would get into.
Everyone does. Yeah. Everyone has Super Bowl on, right? Like, even if you're not into football, you're watching it for the ads, right? You're doing it for that stuff. We had... we were all watching the Super Bowl and, watching the halftime stuff and all that stuff.
Did the missus make anything super awesome to eat?
We had a
So, for those who don't know, Daryl's wife's an amazing cook.
She's good. Usually we just do a bunch of appetizers.
Okay.
Get it going. Gosh, now I'm trying to remember what we had. It was all so good.
So good you can't remember.
I know. Oh, she's going to kill me now.
She listens to the show, too.
She does.
Oh, my goodness. You better... I'm just going to sit here and silence. Normally, I would bail you out.
Now what's going to have to happen is I'm going to have to make this Prius... I'm going to have to make this Prius bed before the show goes up before she hears it, because now it's not going to happen.
Or, you know what you do? You put this on in the Prius while you're grinding. Yeah, you grind to this in the Prius.
Right.
And then it's just like, you know, 12 minutes in, it's just fucking breaks. Just halt. Yeah. That would be amazing. Please do that.
Yeah.
All right.
No, standard food. We made some nachos. Did some of her quote-unquote famous dips. And just a lot of finger food and appetizer stuff. It was really super stuff.
Yeah. Marie crushed it this year. She did, every year, it's like, oh, you get finger foods and like an entree. I think this year I requested no entrees. Let's go all in on the munchies.
Nice.
And I want it out super early. Like, I want cheese and crackers at noon.
Damn.
You know? So she went nuts. She had, like, she had this artichoke dip that was godlike.
Nice.
She does this thing with these Velveeta and chili bean, makes a dip out of that. It's fucking godlike. And another thing, cream cheese and pineapple dip. Well, that's godlike.
Okay.
In summary, everything was amazing.
Yeah.
And she actually snuck an entree into the mix. She made, like, homemade scampi. Like, you know, obviously bought the homemade shrimp part.
Sure, sure.
Like, did it all in fried, like, broiled. I should broil scampi, I guess. No, I don't fucking know. But whatever. She figured that shit out. And that was amazing. So, shout out to Marie. That was a good day.
Right on.
She doesn't listen to the show unlike your wife. So, she'll never hear that. Okay. But hopefully right now she's like, she feels better. Like, it's something nice. Oh, my goodness. What just happened? Well, that must be... That's why I haven't felt that in years. My husband just said something nice about me. but that was good. And then we followed that great day up with just laying two turds of a show.
Yep.
Just two stinkers.
Sorry.
Just squeezing them out.
So, if you're back and you're listening, man, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for sticking with me.
I like that those were the first two I decided to finally listen to.
We're going to look at, like, the week-on-week charts of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, man, why did we have a drop-off between 22 and 23? What happened there?
Right.
Like, did iTunes fuck up the RSS feed, or what happened?
Right.
It's like, we're not even going to remember.
Just lost a bunch of people.
Yeah. All right. Hashtag 22, never forget. pretty solid. So the reason we had to record Sunday night is because Monday I went to DICE.
Yeah, you were out.
Oh, you know what we should talk about?
What?
Snowmageddon, and how most didn't get to go to DICE.
You did?
No,
I didn't know that.
Well, you should know. So, I think we talked about this last week, and, like, we got so much freaking snow that weekend.
We did.
Right?
It was awesome. I was talking about building the snow fort.
So Sunday we talked about how we had to dig out on Sunday.
Yeah.
I had to dig out again Monday morning. So, like, Daryl and I both live in the extreme burbs.
Yeah.
I live in the far, like, south burbs, south-southwest. Daryl lives in the northwest. And mine is actually a township. I don't live in a city. I live in a township. What's your town?
Yeah.
And so it's like, civil services are not high on the list. I think my township must have, like, one GD snowplow.
Oh, really?
Because it takes, like, it's one of those things where my immediate... street is always just a sheet of ice. Then you get to a different sheet of ice.
Yeah.
It's not as bad. Then you get on kind of the first road out of the subdivision, and it's only, like, slightly life-threatening.
Gotcha.
And you get to the expressway, and it's mostly okay.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
It's always, like, and you can judge how many times... The plows, they give no fucks.
Right.
Like, they don't try to, like, avoid, like, barricading your driveway entrance, right? So, I'm out there Monday morning... I got up super early because I knew I had like a billion things to do. So my flight was I think 5 p.m. I ended up getting, like, pushed a couple hours, but it was supposed to be at 5. So I'm like, okay, today I've got to really worry about the traffic. Normally from work I'd leave at 2:30 to make a 5 p.m. flight.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I'm going to leave at 1 today.
Okay.
I have all this shit I got to do in the office first.
Yep.
I'm going to get up at the ass crack of dawn and shovel so I'm set. So
yep.
I just do. And sure enough, that is what it is, right? It's everything as advertised. Get out, make it to the expressway. I'm so early, like, the plows didn't make it.
Yeah.
So even the expressway by my house was all messed up.
Right.
Finally get in the office, do my thing, leave at 1, and by that time, the roads were clean.
Yeah.
Like, totally, like, pristine, right?
Right.
It was like, Chicago has no fucking tolerance for bad roads.
You know what's funny? I had a conversation with Phil down in Orlando about this. So Phil has lived in Florida like his entire life, right?
Does Phil have a nickname? I feel like Phil should have a nickname.
Phil?
I feel like we gotta get Phil. Anyway, go ahead. All right.
Phil's a great guy. But yeah, so he has
great guy Phil.
A great guy Phil. There you go. So he has no concept of snow. Like, he's never dealt with shoveling snow, right? So I was telling him about the snow again or whatever, and having to go out and shovel and all this, you know, bring it back and all that stuff. He's like, what are you doing with the snow? Like, you shovel it off. Like, where does it go, right? And so I'm going to throw this term out to you and see and tell me what this is. So what is an easement mean?
An easement is the area between the sidewalk and the street.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that's what I describe it
it's
as
like,
well.
It's usually a grass there,
right.
Trees.
So I don't know if that's like an Illinois thing or...
Typically it's not part of your property.
Right.
It's owned by
the town, the city or whatever, right? Yeah. Maintained, but you still have to maintain it and mow it and all that.
I feel like that should be like universally understood. I don't think that's like endemic to Illinois.
There must be another name for it. I don't think it is. Yeah, whatever. So anyway, so yeah, it's like... The concept of like having to shovel all the snow off of the driveway onto the easement was kind of foreign to him. He's never had to deal with it.
Right.
And like I had to explain to him what heart attack snow was. Right? Like he didn't know. He had no idea.
Right. That's right? I mean, it's fair. Which it makes sense when you think about it.
And yeah, so you know, the heart attack snow is all the snow that the plows, you know, plow off onto the end of your driveway, and it's huge and it's slushy and it's super wet and heavy, and it's just it's the stuff that you do not want to deal with.
Because if you've never like shoveled snow before, here is a tip. Get out while it's still snowing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because like, if you let that stuff sit for any amount of time, yeah, it gets a nice layer of ice, a crust. Like, you got to do it before it, like, gets together and all gets all jumped up.
You can't walk on it. You can't drive on it.
Can't do anything.
If you do any of that, then all whatever pattern you left in there is going to turn to ice after you shovel.
Yeah, because basically, like, it insta-melts and freezes again.
Yeah.
And now it's all just this shit, and it's impossible to shovel. And so, like, this is, like... So you do your best to shovel, you get a lot of clear. Then the snowplow comes, shoves everything in the GB street right onto the bottom of your driveway.
Right.
And oh, by the way, now it's been disturbed.
Right, it's always right when you finish.
Like how willing to curse he is, but still we'll say GB.
I'm all shoveled. Son of a...
Yes.
God.
Sweet satisfaction.
Yeah. All right, sorry. Didn't mean to interject your story there, so...
No, go ahead. I think you're still going. Is there more Phil snow shenanigans?
No, that was...
That's it?
Yeah, you just reminded me.
That's pretty good. I wonder how many people... At an Orlando office that never shoveled snow.
Well, it was weird to me because I'm like, yeah, I guess.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, if you've never dealt with snow before, then yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
but still, man, like, think about, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what the equivalent would be for us in warm weather.
I mean, the only equivalent I can think of is, like, you know, just not having lizards run around everywhere or something, right? Like, oh, you mean when you pick up a lizard by its tail, it drops its tail off, and it's like stuff like that is like foreign.
Wait, what? Say that again.
So like the little lizards down there. What do they call them? I don't even know what they are.
I call them lizards.
But I thought there was like another name.
Sure, there is.
But yeah, that's their defense mechanism, right? If you grab it by the tail, they'll drop off their tail.
That's bullshit.
And it'll just wiggle. Yeah, it'll violently wiggle. And
so you're telling
me it'll
next time
back.
I'm in Florida.
It's not. Yes.
Okay, I'll Google it.
Yeah.
I think this is an old wives' tale.
So I don't think so. No. Well, okay.
Get at us on Twitter,
at
TGP Radio, or email TGPRadio@gmail.com.
Yes.
Tell us, because we don't actually want to do any work, so tell us the name of this lizard, and if this is bullshit or not.
Right.
It sounds like bullshit.
Yeah.
But
I'm also curious of what other, like, weird weather oddities we may not, like, agree to, maybe.
Yeah, like the...
Like, what do you do in a hurricane?
I don't know.
Like, we don't have to deal with, like, hurricane shutters and all that stuff, man. Or what other, like...
Orlando crew could tell us what to do with hurricanes.
Right.
I remember Carbone moved to Florida from... We both lived in Utah and moved to Florida. Like, the first couple years he was there, like, I vividly remember them having just hurricane year after year after year.
Right.
And they were all, like, they had to go buy all these groceries, da-da-da-da-da. But really, you don't do anything except sit in your house and wait for the power to go out.
Gotcha.
It sounds like that's the extent of what you do in a hurricane.
Earthquakes.
Earthquakes, you get in a door jam. You stand in a door jam. Because you're guaranteed nothing above you is going to fall in. It's like totally reinforced.
Well, like, not guaranteed, but that's the safest place.
That's the safest place.
Yeah, yeah.
Tornado, you get under the basement stairs.
Yeah, that's common out here.
Yeah.
Tornadoes for sure.
I guarantee everyone in Illinois knows. You go in the basement, get under the stairs of the basement, and you post up.
Yep.
That's like locked in.
Yep.
Any other kind of...
No, sorry. I think I'm there checking. Sorry.
No, I was actually thinking natural disasters. We got a new
one. Oh, volcanoes? I don't know.
I guess you need a breathing mask for volcanoes. The ash. I think the ash is a bigger threat than the actual lava, probably, for most people. I remember Mount St. Helens. Were you alive during Mount St. Helens and all that? So I remember being a real little kid, and Mount St. Helens popped, and my grandma was up there. I don't know if she was like on her vacation or what she was doing, and she brought back like this vial of ash. And she was like a tourist thing, like people just cashing it. It might have been from someone's fucking fireplace falling over. Sure. Like this is the ash. You had to walk around with a mask on, da 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 da. So that's volcano. Yeah.
Alright.
Cool.
We're probably forgetting something else.
I'm sure we are. But anywho. Alright, so that's the Team GFB weather report. welcome to the Weather Minute, where we tell you how to handle all the irregularities of weather. That's probably the only time that segment's ever gonna air.
Probably.
I hope you enjoyed it greatly.
Enjoy it.
So Dice.
Yeah.
Get to the airport. Like, I left the office at 1, thinking, oh, I'm going to be, like, just fighting traffic, fighting the roads. I'm at the airport. Like, I'm parked and in the airport probably.
All right, I'll come back to this. There we go.
Oh,
It's not Monday.
Jesus Christ, but fuck that. I'm a modern day Messiah with mics. Master of the flow hard, all I know is to go hard. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. Stand up. Don't violate,
church is quite frightening. Saw Santa the street, Dalai Lama rap. Queens back in the building where y'all never be at. Yeah, don't stop, get it to this game. I'm committed, I write it and live it. Spit it the most with it. I am lyricism at its finest, your highness. When I'm rhyming like I'm fighting off 100 lions. Tyrant and defiance, who's jumping from Mount Zion. Molecular structure, make a swagged out rapper suffer bad unexpectedly. Like media's over Russia, immaculate Mac and all black, the villain's drunk. So no matter what, no matter what, shorty swallowed the molly up, homie, but I ain't mad at her. I damage a Similac rapper who lacks stamina. The generals is live on deck, I see you standing up. The presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Spinning vagina monologue. We the carnivores and monocores. What they rhyming for? Smack a rapper back to BC like a dinosaur. Assassinate tracks like the mob did the Hyman Ross. Sick dialogue, predator rhyme, piranha jaws. Modern day Romans when we crucify you on the cross. Last of a dying breed, a rare species. My solo releases, impeccable theses. I spit holy water, the rest of these dual species. PCs. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. You in the presence of a legend right now, so stand up. Don't violate, cause you get blamed out. Stand up. Don't violate me, you get blamed out. Stand up. Don't violate me, you get blamed out.
And thank you all for tuning in as well. Please don't forget to...
Remember when you swore you'd never get married?
Swagger on sweat. I keep shopping on the carpet to get my money in time. If you got money, decline. to a free preview of SiriusXM, no strings attached.
Wow, this is awesome!
Awesome doesn't even come close. With SiriusXM, you get all kinds of commercial-free music, from rock to pop, country to R&B, and more. You'll always find the music you love.
That's what I'm talking about.
And so am I. You'll also hear sports, exclusive talk and entertainment, and work.
Ads for satellite radio on regular radio.
Every show. Mm-hmm. I think it had been done before.
Right.
But if it ain't, I don't know.
Well, I know the Breakfast Club's supposed to be up there this week.
For real.
And I want to be on your team because I don't want you going against
Man,
me.
That's,
I'd rather have Nick Cannon going against me.
Wow.
Right.
Wow.
There's no traffic. Everyone was like, yeah. So
that's great.
Well, it's great, except for the fact my flight's at 5. And oh, by the way, then it's delayed like 2 more hours. So I'm sitting there, you know, in the lounge, just doing email, just trying to get caught up in all this crap.
Yeah, just really schlepping it there.
Well, you know, you actually just got to do, right? And I've been, like, the week before, actually the 2 weeks before, between PAX Prime and then that personal trip I had to take,
yeah.
I ate like a real asshole.
Good.
And so, like, I'm in the lounge. So, like, here's the United Lounge. It's every United Lounge, you're guaranteed has a couple of things.
Okay.
It's got this kind of tray of, like, processed cheese. And it's Tillamook cheese. They have a cheddar, they have a Monterey Jack, and a pepper jack, in like individual plastic wrappers.
Oh, geez, you gotta work for it.
Right. And then they have a tray of different kinds of crackers.
Okay.
So if I've like been good in exercising or I didn't eat a lot today,
yeah.
I'll grab 2 slabs of cheese, 4 crackers of the butter crackers, and I'll make me some cheese sandwiches. Yeah, and just go, right? When I've been eating like an asshole, I don't do that. They have something that's virtually guaranteed in every United Lounge. They have these pathetic little plastic bags of baby carrots.
Okay.
And then side things of ranch dip in a little, you know, those little peel-off lid things.
Yep.
So everyone else is like drinking beer and wine and shit, and they're just shoveling cheese into their yap. They also have cookies, but I don't even fuck with those, right? Actually, they I don't know what those are called, but they're the really good cookies. It's like a 2 butter cookies with like a chocolate in between them, and they're pretty. I want to say Frango, they're not Frangos, whatever. But they have those there. Occasionally, I'll indulge in them. But anyway, everyone is having fun. They're stuffing cheese in their face and they're chugging beers, and I'm just sitting there eating my crackers like a loser, or my carrots like a loser. Like, oh man, it was a turd. They get some cheese in me, and that was tough because then every time, so once you commit to that path, you know, it's like, okay, I'll have one of these. Your flight's like 2 more hours. I guess I have 3 more bags of carrots while I'm waiting. And, yeah, it was horrible. Get on the plane. Plane lands. You know, I was supposed to be in at 7. I end up landing, like, much closer to 8.
Yeah.
Like, the plane made up some time, thankfully.
That's cool.
Plane lands. Turn on my phone. Starts ringing.
Yeah.
Adam.
Oh, jeez.
He's like, hey, where are you? I'm like, oh, yeah, I just landed. What's going on? We had no plans, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
We had no plans.
Sure.
Like, you have 35 minutes to get to Restaurant X.
All right.
We've started without you. You need to get here.
Okay.
I'm like, well, this is like the world's worst airport for luggage. But I'll see what I... And then also the cab line is also, like, inexplicably long of a carrying, considering, like, how many cabs there should be there. We'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
I was kind of near... I didn't get upgraded to first that flight, but I was near the front of the plane.
Wow, you weren't at first?
No, I've been the last 3 flights I've taken, I did not get upgraded.
Wow.
And this flight back from Vegas, this one, was not even fucking close. I was like, normally when I miss, I'm like 1 or 2 off.
Yeah.
This flight back, I was 7th in the depth chart.
Wow.
So all I can think of is that a lot of people are supposed to have bought first class.
Yeah.
And then, but that's still a lot of people more miles than me.
Yeah.
Pretty weird. But anyway, hustle off the plane, hustle down the baggage, and, luck of the draw, my bag comes out first.
Oh, great.
And the real win there is you beat everyone in front of the cab line.
Yep.
Get in the cab line, get to the hotel, get checked in, go upstairs, and you gotta unpack, like, I have all my suits and shit in there, so I gotta hang that up.
Sure.
Hang all that up, hustle down the restaurant, walk in, and I almost made it. Like, I was only a couple minutes late. Like, basically, it was the impossible
almost
mission.
Made it.
Like, when he, by the deadline, he gave
it. Oh, within a half hour, sure. Okay.
And I almost made it. It was an impossible goal, and I almost hit it.
Nice.
And there's like 4 drinks lined up.
All right.
Like, no, you gotta catch up, because I don't think.
Gotcha.
I had dinner with those guys. That was awesome.
Cool.
It was a group of crew from Sony and some people from Gearbox, and that was really fun.
Nothing great. Just need to be there for a good time.
Yeah, it was, you know, good food, good doing them, but nothing. It's dinner, right?
Okay.
So we,
all right.
You can walk through each course, I guess.
Gotcha. Just, you know. No. The way Adam made it sound, it's not like something's going down.
No, it's that's his. We've been drinking without you.
I see. Okay.
This is incorrect.
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah. So Dice is at the Hard Rock, which is frankly like a C tier casino.
Okay.
They used to do it at the Red Rock, which is really cool because the Red Rock is a better casino. But the real plus for Red Rock and Dice. For those who don't know Dice, I guess we can get to that.
Yeah.
Dice is a really cool show.
Not just a game tournament.
Yeah, it's every year, like usually the first week in Feb every year. And it's focused on like high end business executive types.
Yep.
Like tickets to Dice are shit you not like $2,200, right? It's like blows GDC out of the water, right? And there's also a lot fewer talks. It's a lot more focused on social things. Like, they have, like, hey, on Tuesday morning, which is, like, day zero of Dice, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Before it even starts, there's a golf thing.
Yeah.
And they pair you up with foursomes, and you do scrambles, and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And then, in the afternoon, there's a go-kart thing, where you and your team go-kart people.
Nice.
I don't do any of this shit ever. I used to golf, but I gave it up.
Right.
And I'm too fat being a go-kart, okay. So that doesn't work.
Wow.
And then at night, there's the poker tournament.
We've learned this, actually.
Yeah.
We should tell them.
Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
No, inside assist. Tell
the story. No. So it was, so it was Campin's bachelor party, wasn't it?
Yes.
We were at.
Was it Vince? It was Campin's.
No, yeah, it was Campin's. Yeah. It was Campin's bachelor party. And we were doing a pretty low-key party. It was just more of just close friends and just going out and having a good time.
Although he got fucking hammed for those. Well, that was the night. Okay. We're going to tell the story of Campin's entire bachelor party.
Okay.
You start, and I'll bring the hammer down at the end, at the bar part.
So it started off with us going to an indoor go-kart track place with, like, high-speed go-kart stuff. I don't know. There's probably a name for it. I don't know what it was, but it was all...
I think the difference is one is go-karts, but these weren't. This was kart racing.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call it.
Yeah, so we had to take, like, we had to do, like, a class beforehand.
It's
like
a completely perfunctory class.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you get suited up and you have like full body suits. And
oh, crap.
All right.
Got some advice for Team GFP hashtag Team GFP Radio. Let me send an email. Some things I might suggest for their show. This traffic light ahead of me is non-functional, or it is blinking red, and traffic is backed up, and this sucks. This is a suck. Still, no one has moved. At this point, I think that they're not even letting people go because there must be some sort of issue. Because Yeah, I mean, no one has moved. Someone just punched out and flipped a fucking U-turn. Started going the other way, which, yep. Okay, I see some cars moving. I see some movement. I'm about to move. I'm moving. I'm now moving. People are ignoring the blinking red lights here. I assume that means that there's someone standing there waving cars through. Okay, yep. I'm being waved through. I'm going through this intersection. I'm in the middle of this intersection. I'm through the intersection. I can confirm. I'm no longer in that intersection, behind that intersection. The traffic situation has been dealt with, surmounted, and I'm moving forward. We are moving forward. Now I'm at this red light. This red light seems to be totally functional. It's just red. It's green now. I'm going to keep driving. I figure why not. Seems like an okay thing to do. All right. I made it home. Everybody have a good Tuesday. That podcast went up. It seemed to be fun to record. I don't remember. It's all a blur. See you guys later. Have a good night. All right.